以下请收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语广播节目《宾至如归，飞向马尼拉》。
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. 宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。Manila sa Taiwan, Feel at Home ka!
Mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapanggang ho natin programa ngayon ay Feel at Home ka dito. Ako naman si Kaibigan Jay. Alam niyo ba, tung recently, merong talagang accident na nangyari sa Taipei train station. Tapos, itong taong to ay merong daladalang smoke bomb. So, nung nagtatapon siya ng mga smoke bomb dito sa train station,Kaya tuloy, ang daming tao dahil sa usok, hindi makatakas. At yung ibang train, dinecide na lang nila talaga na hindi tumigil dito sa Taipei train station. So, nag-pass through sila dito dahil nga ang daming nagkakagulo dito sa train station. Itong lalaking to, bukod dun sa meron siyang daladalang smoke bomb,After niya magtapon nga ng mga bump na to, nagpapanggap din siya ng parang passenger. Kaya tuloy hindi siya kagad nahuli din ng pulis kasi nakatakas pa siya o nakauwi pa muna ng bahay. Tapos after niya mag-change ng kanyang mga damit, tapos nag-refill siguro pa rin siya ng mga nagdala pa ng maraming smoke bump.Pumunta naman siya dun sa Chongshan train station. Ngayon, dito sa Chongshan train station, sakali na siya mismo nagtatapon ng smoke bomb. And ang daming tao din nagkakagulo. After nun, kumuha pa siya ng siguro 30 centimeter na knife, na kutsilyo. Naglalakad siya sa kalye. So, meron siyang mga nakitang mga tao, nahiwaan niya, at yun nga, bigla na lang namatay.Tapos pumasok pa siya sa loob ng department store kasi alam nga niya na maraming tao dun sa loob ng department store. Dun siya pumasok at nagkakaguluhan talaga ang mga tao. So yun yung panahon na yun na parang nakakatakot ba na dun sa area yun dahil meron pa nga daw balita dun sa mga nahahiwaan niyang tao ay yung iba HIV positive. So mag-iingat ho tayo, no? Kung halimbawa itong panahon na to, nung Friday,Kung kayo ay nandun sa areang yon, Chongshan tsaka Taipei train station at nahiwaan kayo dun sa knife nitong itong lalaking tong na namatay na nga, which is namatay na nga siya dahil after niya pumasok dun sa department store, nag-suicide din siya from 5th floor. Tumalon siya doon. Kaya tuloy, namatay na rin siya kagad nung araw na yon.So, yung mga nahiwaan niyang tao, yung iba doon kasi merong HIV positive. If ever na kayo ay doon that time nasaktan, although siguro baka sugat lang or ano lang yung nangyari sa inyo, pero dahil itong HIV nakakahawa. So, might be, kailangan nyo ng tulong, huwag po kayong mahiya or agapan nyo kagad na mag-report dito sa nangyari ito sa hospital. Punta kayo kagad sa hospital at i-report nyo itong na kayo ay kasama din dito sa paghihiwa na nasugatan kayo.Kasi nga, baka magkahawaan tayo, no? Dahil yung hawak-hawak niyang knife na yun ay marami siyang sinaktan. So, ang total nga namatay dito sa issue ay 4 na tao ang namatay. Kasama na dun yung merong isang lalaki, very brave siya. Gusto niya tumulong awatin itong lalaking to. Pero kasi meron siyang daladalang weapon, nga, which is yung knife nga.So, na saksak siya yung kanyang liver na butas sa sobrang daming dugo lumabas, ayun, namatay din siya kagad din. And then, bukod sa 4 na tao namatay, merong 11th naman na katao na sugatan. Sa ngayon, dahil kung halimbawa kayo ay nakikinig dito sa aming radio station at narinig nyo na kung halimbawa kayo ay kasama din dito sa area,Tama-tama naglalakad kayo, namamasyal kayo, at yun, namimili kayo dito sa Chongshan Department Store. Ito ay labasan ng Chongshan Station, Chongshan MRT Station. Kung halimbawa kayo ay involved din dito sa nangyari, mag-report din tayo kasi might be mahawaan tayo ng HIV. So, huwag naman sana yun mangyari. Mag-report kagad tayo sa hospital para matulungan tayo kagad. And then, sa ibang kababait natin, alam nyo sa nangyaring to, although hindi natin talaga ma-prevent ito dahil bigla na lang siya na nawawala, na out of mind siya. Para siyang crazy person na kung saan niya tinatapon yung smoke bomb at kung sino na lang hiniwaan niyang gamit-gamit niya yung knife. So, kailangan talaga tayo pag nasa ibang lugar, basta lumabas tayo ng bahay, kailangan alert tayo o aware tayo sa mga paligid natin, environment natin, lugar. Especially sa train station o kaya sa MRT, no? Ang daming tao nakikita ko ay nakatitig lang sa kanyang sariling cellphone. So, sa kakatingin nyo sa cellphone nyo o may ginagawa kayo dito sa cellphone, nakakalimutan nyo na mag-aware sa ibang environment na mga nangyayari. Katulad si kaibigan Jay, alam nyo pag ako'y pupunta, pumapasok sa loob ng MRT, umikot muna ang paningin ko. Tinitignan ko muna sino yung in danger na palit na halimbawa merong nakahiga doon o kaya meron doon parang lasing or parang abnormal ang dating niya. So, pag meron taong ganyan, alert talaga si kaibigan Jay. Kaya tuloy, pag kayo pumasok nga sa MRT o kaya sa any local train or sa bullet train, basta sa any public transportation, titignan mo muna yung mga paligid yung lugar. Nakatitig kayo, titignan nyo kung ano yung parang medyo special sa paningin mo, ganun. Aware tayo doon. O kaya, huwag tayo din laging nakatingin sa cellphone. Minsan, natin yung ulo natin, tignan natin mga paligid natin kung ano man ng mga nangyayari. Alam mo, merong isa doon na motorsiklo siya dahil naka-red light lang at tumigil siya dito sa areyang to. Hindi niya akalain itong nasa harapan niyang to ay siya mismo yung lalaking pumapatay. So, parang hindi rin siya aware. So, nung tumigil siya, syempre, nung dumaan si lalaki, hiniwaan din siya. So, ayun, isang ilang minuto lang, no? Nahulog na siya from the motorsiklo dahil hindi niya akalain paghihiwa niya dito sa kanyang leeg. Ayun, nahiwa na yung kanyang throat. Kaya tuloy, namatay din kagad siya dahil ang lakas ng ng hiwa. Tsaka alam mo naman, dito sa leeg natin, nandun yung pinaka tayong veins na pag talagang hiniwaan yung leeg natin, dugo natin talaga ay mabilis hush. So, ayun, namatay itong nag-ride ng scooter. At isa pang gusto ko rin i-remind sa mga kababayan natin, na halimbawa kayo ay akalan natin malakas tayo, halimbawa, malaking katawan natin kaysa dito sa killer. Pero kung halimbawa meron siyang daladalang weapon, huwag na tayo mag-try na mag-attack dito sa taong to. Although alam ko na halimbawa marunong kayo ng taekwondo or meron kayong mga alam na paano self-defense sa sarili nyo, ganun. Mas mabuti pa rin na ingatan na lang natin sarili natin. Tumakas na lang tayo. Lumayo tayo dito sa taong to. Yun ang pinaka-the best. Kasi kung gusto nyo mag-try, although yun nga magiging hero kayo, pero para sa akin hindi worth ba para mamatay dito sa taong walang kwenta. Alam niyo yun, hindi worth talaga na mamatay ka dito sa taong to. So mas mabuti pa rin kung kayo ay halimbawa marunong kayo at gusto niyo at marami kayong tao, ganun, mas mabuti na rin na protektahan na lang natin sarili natin, yung sarili nating kalagayan, para hindi tayo ma-involve dito sa issue na to at halimbawa masayang lang yung ating buhay. So medyo mahaba-haba na rin yung mga kwento ni kaibigan Jay, no, para sa ating mga kababayan dito sa pag-iingat natin. Another na gusto ko i-remind din sa inyo, halimbawa merong tayong nakitang tao na lulunod siya, ano bang dapat nating gawin? So, itong Ministry of Labor, meron siyang mga suggest sa atin na anong mga dapat gawin pag tayo meron nakitang tao na nalulunod. So, drowning prevention, 5 steps to save someone drowning. When playing in water, always remember the following safety slogan. Call, reach, throw, and row. So, ayung dalawang first call is unang-una, shout for help as loud as you can. So sumigaw tayo hanggang sa kaya natin sumigaw para ma-alert yung mga tao na kailangan mo ng tulong. And then pangalawang call is call 119, 118, 110 or 112. If you require interpretation service, call the 1955 hotline. And then itong reach is find something to reach out to the individual in distress, such as a bamboo pole, tree or branch. At iba pa. So, hanap tayo ng ibang mga bagay na pwedeng mag-flow na gamit. So, yun na. Kung halimbawa meron kayong nakitang bamboo, yung kawayan, or yung wood, pwede nyo yun gamitin. And then, throw the individual or object that floats. So, such as a ball, rope, or bottle. Itatapon mo ngayon itong bagay na to, itong gamit na to. So, halimbawa, bola, ganun. Ito yung nag-float. Or yung tali. Or halimbawa, meron kayong nakitang malaking bottle, yung bote na walang laman, ganun. And then, row. Approach the individual using a flotation device, such as a boat, life buoy, piece of wood, rescue float. The five steps to save someone who is drowning range from low risk to high risk approaches. In an emergency, first shout for assistance as loudly as possible and use any nearby material to assist the drowning individual. Do not rush into the water and try to save them yourself. So, kasi merong mga tao na akala natin na marunong tayo mag-swimming, so tutalon din siya para tulungan nga itong nalulunod. Pero hindi nyo ba alam? Kasi ang taong nalulunod ay might be ngayos para iangat niya sarili nila, kayo ay idadown nila sa baba. So, might be kayo naman yung malulunod. So, ganun laging mga nangyayari, no? So, pareho silang dalawa nalulunod ngayon. Kaya talagang mabuti ay hindi tayo tatalon para tulungan sila. Kung hindi, hahanap tayo ng mga items na nasa paligid natin at itapon natin dun sa taong nalulunod. Yun ang gagawin natin. Siyempre, una-una, yun nga sinabi namin sa inyo, loud screaming. So, magsalita tayo o sumigaw tayo ng malakas para marinig ng ibang tao at makatulong sa'yo. Tapos yun nga. And then, tawag na tayo kagad sa 119 or 110 or yung 112 para humingi ng tulong. Tapos, kung halimbawa meron nga kayong nakitang mga gamit na sa paligid, yun, tatapon mo dun sa pinakamismong nalulunod. And then, yun. At wag na wag tayo tatalon mismo sa dagat or sa swimming pool para tumulong sa kanya na malunod. Kasi hindi naman tayo yung talagang nag-train na tayo ay trainer mismong tumutulong sa mga ganyan bagay. So, mabuti na ibang tao ang tatawagin natin para tumulong sa atin. So, itong aming programa, mapapakinggan nyo every Sunday ng 6 to 7. Replay time ay 9 to 10. Hanapin nyo lang sa AM 1323 sa Taipei, AM 621 sa Taoyuan at AM 1206 sa Hsinchu. Ang aming fanpage ang tawag ay Feel at Home Ka Dito ni Kaibigan Jay. Halimbawa, meron kayong mga labor dispute problem, huwag nyo kalimutan tumawag sa 1955. Yan ho ay 24 hours consultation and complaint hotline. Kung kailangan nyo ng translation service, pwede rin ho kayo tumawag sa 1955. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at Binuho ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Oh, come and Topics. Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin.
Mga kababayan, sa loob ng isang oras nating programa, ang una-unahon yung mapapakinggan ng policy at regulations ay
drug controls.
Number 2, when there is a fire, what should I do? Number 3,
say no to domestic violence.
Number 4, bawal magdala ng meat galing sa ibang bansa. Number 5,
migrant workers with TB.
Number 6, human trafficking. So itong mga aming naibabanggit sa inyong na policies and regulations ay galing po sa Ministry of Labor. Kung kayo ay gusto niyo pa malaman ng more than that, pwede ho nating bisitahin ang Ministry of Labor website mismo or pwede kayo mag-message sa aming fanpage sa Feel at Home ka dito ni Kaibigan Jay. At another sources na gusto niyo ho malaman, pwede ho niyo hingiat ng consultation, tawag lang po tayo sa 1-955. Kaya stay tuned lang mga kababayan, wag ho kayo aalis, pakinggan lang ho itong aming programa sa Feel at Home ka dito.
When your rights are infringed upon, we hope the court will uphold justice. What do you need to know when you go to court? Welcome to this segment on plaintiffs in civil litigation. Let us answer your questions. Before you file a complaint, to express your complaint, you have to write a pleading and submit it to the court in advance. So, how should I write a pleading? You can visit our website and our AI customer service assistant can help you. Just enter a term in the search box. You'll find templates and examples to use as a reference. The plaintiff can refer to the examples of civil litigation pleadings and fill in the templates step by step. Filing civil litigation against a defendant. In the basic information section of the pleading, you must write your name and a mailing address to which the court can send notices. We suggest you fill in your telephone number to allow court staff to contact you directly when required. The statement of claim requires that you write down specifically how you wish the court to deal with your case. Write down what took place between you and the defendant and your reasons for the complaint in the reason and facts section. In the evidence section, provide any documents or evidence to prove your claim reasonable. If you encounter a problem, you can ask a lawyer to assist you. And if you are eligible, you can get free legal aid provided by the Legal Aid Foundation. After completing your written pleading, you can mail it or submit it in person to the court. You can also file a lawsuit online on the Judicial UN's website. In accordance with regulations, the plaintiff must pay any court costs to file a suit. Courts offer convenient payment options. Feel free to make use of these payment options and keep an eye on payment deadlines. After any litigation has been resolved, generally, the losing party is liable for all court costs. Understanding the hearing notification letter. After filing your lawsuit, you will receive a notification letter if a hearing is necessary. But what parts should you pay special attention to? First, you should note the contact details of the court and the clerk in charge. Once you're at the courthouse, you'll give your case number to court personnel so they can check on your case. The cause of action refers to the type of civil litigation as characterized by the court on the basis of the facts mentioned in the plaintiff's pleading. The defendant column tells you who your opponent is in your case. Conversely, the defendant can also find out who the plaintiff is by looking at this column. The time of arrival indicates the time the proceedings are scheduled to begin. Note the location of the proceedings, including the courtroom number, to avoid going to the wrong place on the day of the hearing. The type of session reveals what the court is prepared to do on the court date. The most common sessions are preparatory proceedings and oral arguments. The preparatory proceedings session confirms the claims of both parties and investigates the evidence relating to the case. The oral argument session is when both parties try to persuade the judge to rule in their favor according to the results of the evidence investigation. The notes column will give details of anything you need to pay attention to during the court hearing. What should I do if I can't attend court on the designated date? You can appoint an agent. If your agent ad litem is not a lawyer, you must first be granted permission from the court. When you receive notification of the oral argument session from the court, if you or your agent ad litem will be absent without a valid reason, the court can declare a judgment solely based on the defendant's statement. Be aware that your absence will impact your rights and interests. Remember, feel free to contact the Court Service Center at any court if you still have questions or need other services. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. If you are attending court in person, remember your appearance should reflect your respect for the court. On that day, remember to bring your ROC ID card or other identification, your notification letter, and any other required documents indicated in the notification letter. If you wish to bring additional documents for the court to consider, remember to prepare extra copies for each defendant. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. Please make use of public transportation when possible. Don't forget to log in a bit early if it's a remote proceeding. There are two ways to register your arrival at court: at the counter or the check-in kiosk. Then, wait for a court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Private recordings of sound, images, or photographs are not permitted inside the courtroom. If required, you can apply for a CD recording from the court after proceedings are complete. Now I'll take you on a tour of the courtroom. At the front is the judge's bench. Below the judge are the court clerk and the court interpreter. In the center is the witness stand. The plaintiff and their agent ad litem are on the right. The defendant and their agent ad litem are on the left. Witnesses and other relevant persons are in the spectator gallery waiting to testify. Before proceedings begin, write down your claims in a written pleading. When proceedings begin, the judge will allow you to speak, so please be patient. When the judge asks you for an explanation, you only need to state the important points. If the judge is unclear on any parts, they will ask you to expound on them. If you're worried you can't explain things well, you can submit a supplemental written pleading. The judge will also ask the defendant to give their account. Please respect your opponent's right to defend themselves. Do not interrupt them. If you want to counter, please raise your hand. You may speak again with the judge's permission. In court, the clerk will make a written record of the main points of the proceedings. Everyone will have a computer monitor to view this record. If you discover an error or misunderstanding in this record, you can report it immediately. The court will organize all the information from the proceedings and bind these documents in order in a case file. It contains records of what the judges, litigants, and witnesses said in every court hearing. The litigants can apply with the court to review the case file during the proceedings or apply for the case file on CD. After the court has undergone the necessary investigation of evidence and given both parties ample opportunity to make their case. If the judge thinks that the court has clarified everything, the required investigation, they will announce the conclusion of the oral arguments. If you have any evidence or material you wish to present to the court, you should do so before the judge announces the conclusion of oral arguments. Otherwise, in principle, you will not get another hearing in court, and the material you wish to present will not be considered. For cases that have concluded their oral arguments, the judge will subsequently announce the judgment day in court. On the judgment day, the judge will announce the judgment in court if any litigant attends. The court will send you a written judgment regardless of your attendance. Going to court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's protect our rights together.
Ito ay isang malaking paalala sa lahat po ng mga kababayan natin tungkol dito sa drug controls. Recently, many international package mailed from Southeast Asia countries such as Thailand and Philippines have been found to contain weight loss medication, a key component of which is sibutramine. It is possible that such packages are being sent to Taiwan by family members who live in those countries. However, weight loss medication containing sibutramine is classified as a Category 4 narcotic in Taiwan. In order to avoid breaking the law and related legal sanction, do not buy weight loss medication that contains sibutramine. So, narinig yun na, mga kababayan, na kung halimbawa meron kayo nabili na medication na merong halong sibutramine, yan ho ay for narcotic in Taiwan. So, bawal ho yan, gamot na yan. Ito ay usually nakikita sa pag-weight loss na medication. Kaya wag ho tayo basta-basta magta-take na lang ng ganitong klaseng gamot kasi ito ay bawal ito ibenta sa Taiwan. Okay?
When there is a fire, what should I do? Kaya mga kababayan, pakinggan niyo ho maigi itong i-announce ni kaibigan Jay dahil once magkaroon ho ng sunog dito sa ating paligid or san man ho lugar nangyari, alam niyo ano hong dapat gawin at wag ho tayo magpanik. Kaya unang-una, touch the door handle to check the temperature. If the doorknob is hot, and smoke can be seen, Number 1, close the door. Number 2, open the window, dial 119 to ask for help. Number 3, wait for rescue in a relatively safe place in the opposite direction of fire, smoke, and heat. Number 4, don't hide in the bathroom. And if the handle is not hot and the door is free of smoke, number 1, close the door. Go down and get outside to escape. Number 2, don't use the elevator. And this is came from National Fire Agency, Ministry of the Interior. Kaya alam nyo na mga kababayan kung anong dapat gawin kung tayo sa situation na halimbawa mangyari man ang mga sunog. Okay ho?
Itong susunod na i-announce ko ay regarding sa ating domestic violence. Kaya if you, a member of your family or a friend, are victims of domestic abuse, intimate partners, violence, or sexual assault or sexual harassment, please call 1-855, 110, or 113. They will provide shelter and assistance. Ito ay para dun sa mga biktima ng domestic violence. Hindi ito necessarily na kailangan mangyari sa family members. Might be possible din ho mangyari ito sa partner natin or ka-live-in natin. Basta ito ay ka-close natin, intimate close natin na tao na kasama natin sa isang bahay. Ito ay pwede na rin sabihin na domestic violence victim. Kaya kung halimbawa merong nangyayari itong problema sa atin, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-5 at humingi ng tulong sa kanila para tumawag sa tamang department. At kung halimbawa nangyayari, in actual na nangyayari ito na sinasaktan ho kayo, tawag ka tayo kagad sa 110 sa police hotline, 110. At kung halimbawa kailangan nyo humingi ng tulong regarding dito sa domestic violence, ang 113 ay Women's Children Protection Hotline. Matutulungan ho tayo ng tamang department regarding dito sa ating problema. Kaya huwag ho kayong matakot. Ito ay pinaka-importanting dapat nating malaman at intindihin natin ang sarili natin at situations natin. Kung talagang in danger yung ating environment at alam nyo ang inyong partner sa bahay ay nananakit ho sa atin. Possible mangyari ito sa babae or sa lalaki. Kung halimbawa kayo ay merong naranasan ng ganitong problema, tawag tayo sa tamang department, either 110 Police Station Hotline or 113 Women's or Children Protection Hotline. Or kaya tawag tayo sa 1-855 para humingi ho ng tulong. Malina ho. Another susunod na i-announce namin tungkol dun sa mga kababayan ho natin dahil medyo nag-i-start na ulit, dumating yung mga iba-ibang tourists. Nagtutour dito yung mga ibang relatives natin, kaibigan natin, or families natin papunta dito sa Taiwan. Tandaan lang ho natin, no, na hindi tayo pwede magdala ng any meats product dito sa Taiwan. Or mag-order sa online ng meat products. Dahil pag kayo nakita na meron kayong dala or binili, bumili sa ibang bansa na meat, ito ay kailangan itapon kagad sa basurahan. Or pwede nyo rin ibigay itong meat na to sa Animal Protection Office or sa Defense Inspection Bureau. Pwede tayo tumawag sa 0800-039-131. Ulitin ko, sa 0800-039-131. Pag kayo nagkaroon ng violations, nahanapan kayo ng meat na meron kayong dala-dala dito sa Taiwan, or mag-order ng meat din sa ibang bansa at dadalin dito sa Taiwan, mapipenaltihan ho tayo ng 7 years sa kulong or sa 3 million NT dollar na fine. Kaya wag ho natin ito susubukan na bumili ng any meat sa ibang bansa at dadalhin dito sa Taiwan or magdala din ng kung ano nung meat papunta dito sa Taiwan dahil ito ay bawal. Halimbawa, mahulihan tayo sa airport nang meron tayong daladalang meat, siguradong kukuhanin nila itong meat ninyo, itatapon din to kagad. Kung halimbawa hindi tayo nakipag-cooperate sa kanila, ay baka tayo mapenaltihan ng malaki. Kaya iwasan ho natin itong mangyari sa atin dahil malaki po ang penalty ho dito. Malaki po ang fines na halagang 3 million NT dollar saka or 7 years na pwede tayong maikulong sa kulungan. Kung kayo ay merong pang mga katanungan dito sa tungkol sa meat, pwede tayo tumawag sa 0800-039-131. Doon naman sa mga kababayan ho natin na migrant workers with tuberculosis. So you just need to cooperate with DOTS, take medicine regularly, and you can receive treatment in Taiwan. Ito ay new regulations governing management of the health examination of employed aliens go into effect on January 1, 2022. Itong policy na to ay kakalabas lang simula ng January 1 dun sa mga foreigners na nandito sa Taiwan kung kayo ay nagpapa-medical checkup regularly. Kung halimbawa tayo na find out na tuberculosis is a curable disease, migrant workers cooperating with DOTS and taking medicine for 14 days are almost not infectious. If they take medicine regularly for more than 6 months, the treatment is completed. So those who are applicable to migrant workers diagnosed with tuberculosis or tuberculosis pleurisy, excluding multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, and the application documents you need to provide the certificate of diagnosis and directly observed treatment, short course consent form for foreign employee. And how to apply? Employers should submit the application documents to local health departments within 15 days from the next day of the receipt of the certificate of diagnosis. For more information, you can call 1922 to the Communicable Disease Reporting and Consultation Hotline or 1855 to the Migrant Workers Consultation Hotline. Kaya dun sa mga kababayan natin, kung halimbawa tayo na diagnosed na meron tayong tuberculosis, pwede ho tayo magstay dito sa Taiwan muna para mag-treatment. Dahil ang nakalagay ho dito, basta mag-continuously lang kayo mag-take ng medicine regularly ng 6 months, ito ay curable. Kaya kung halimbawa allow tayo ng employers natin na mag-continuous mag-work dito, kailangan din natin makipag-cooperate sa hospital na continuously mag-take ng medicine ng 6 months, continuously. Okay ho? For more information, pwede ho tayo tumawag sa 1922 or 1955.
Ang anunsyong ito ay atid ng Workforce Development Agency, Ministry of Labor.
Hindi mo na mapipilit, wala nang babalikan. Sa liwanag mo saktan, nakikiusap sa'yo, patawarin mo na lang ako. Patawarin, pasensya ka na. Mas mabuti sa kanya at di ko na rin matama. Kay takal kitang hinihintay, pasensya ka na, kaya ko na mag-isa. Kalayaan sa kamay ng lumba.
So, okay, balik tayo dito sa ating pinaka-main topic, no, na ito ay napaka-importante ho ito na malaman ng mga kababayan natin kasi minsan hindi nating alam na tayo pala ay nabibiktimanan ng human trafficking. So, pag sinabing human trafficking, ano sa akala ho natin? Anong ginagawa ho ng employer or broker natin na tayo ay naging biktima ng human trafficking? Okay, unang-una, sexual exploitation. Ibig sabihin, tayo ay pinipilit nila magkaroon ng sex contact sa mga ibang tao o kaya binibenta nila tayo na magkaroon ng transaction na sex transaction sa ibang tao o kaya tinatakot tayo at kinukulong tayo sa isang lugar at para magkaroon ng sex transaction. Isa rin yan. Pangalawa, labor exploitation. So, ibig sabihin, tayo ay pinapatrabaho na hindi tayo binabayaran. Ang tawag doon ay labor exploitation. So, yan ay might be nasa bahay tayo nagtatrabaho pero meron silang ginagawang mga reasons na hindi tayo binabayaran ng salary. Usually, pati din yung mga ID or passport natin kung halimbawa hindi din binibigay sa atin, hindi sa atin pinapahawak at tinatago nila. Tapos yung ating pinagpaguran na sahod natin ay hindi rin nila binibigay. Ginagawa nila ng another items na binibigay sa'yo. Halimbawa, binibigyan ka ng mga mamahalin na damit, meron bang kapalit at hindi nila binibigay talaga yung pinaka-salary natin mismo. Pwede rin tawag doon na human trafficking. Pangatlo, ito ay napaka-rare na mangyari, no? Pero meron din, syempre, sa iba-ibang bansa, yung organs natin, yung bang pumunta tayo sa isang lugar, bigla na lang mawalan tayo ng malay, tapos makita natin yung tiyan natin na nahiwa na dahil kinuha na yung organs natin sa loob. Might be kinuha ng isang kidney natin, usually kidney nga kasi dalawa yung kidney meron eh. So yung isa, kung halimbawa kinuha nila, might be ayun, human trafficking, victim na rin yun ng human trafficking. Yung mga victims na yan, usually ginagawa ng mga employers or brokers ay meron silang pananakot, tinitreaten nila tayo. O minsan ay kinukulong para hindi tayo lumabas, hindi tayo magkaroon ng chance humingi ng saklolo sa ibang lugar, sa ibang tao o kaya makatawag. Kaya pati cellphone natin tinatago, even cellphone hindi tayo pinapagamit or binibenta nila tayo sa mga ibang tao. So yun ay mga usually biktima ng human trafficking na tinatawag. Kung halimbawa tayo ay merong na nakaka-encounter ng ganyan situations, huwag niyo kalimutan tumawag kagad sa unang-una, pwede tayo tumawag sa police 110 o kaya sa immigration police. Ang number ay 02-2388-3095 or sa 1955. Maghingi ho tayo ng consultations or magtanong tayo sa kanila kung yan ba ay consider na rin na human trafficking. Tandaan ho natin, basta ho tayo tinago yung ating ARC and passport, hindi tayo pinapalabas at hindi tayo binabayaran ng sahod natin. O kaya na-encounter nyo na tinatawag kayo ng employer nyo or broker nyo magkaroon ng sex contact sa ibang tao, yan ay consider na rin na human trafficking, okay? So, usually, merong mga questions and answer na might be ma-encounter ho ninyo. So, tignan nyo kung alin yung isa dito na
magiging isa sa mga questions natin. Unang-una, kung halimbawa tayo naging human trafficking, what is going to happen next? Okay, the police will need to ask you some questions. Telling them the truth will help them make a right judgment to protect your rights and give you the protection you will need. If you are really scared, you can tell the police what or who it is what you are scared of. Number two, will I be sent home? If it is confirmed that you are a victim of human trafficking, the police will hope that you can help with their investigation to punish those people who have hurt you. If you are willing to cooperate, you may need to stay in Taiwan for a period of time until the case is closed. Then, with help, you will return home safely. Number three, will I be put in jail? If it is confirmed that you are a victim of human trafficking, you will be placed in a secret place for your protection. There, you will have some freedom of movement, and someone will take care of you and assist you with related events while you are in Taiwan. Number four, will I take back the money my boss owes me? The police and social workers will try their best to assist you and get associates to help. If you are subject to a court case, a lawyer will be provided for free. Number five, am I a victim of human trafficking? Okay, one, were you beaten or abused? Or were you or your family threatened? Another one is, were you worried about your or your family's safety when you refused to work or when you left? Another one is, could you come and go freely? Was your home or your workplace locked? Were you always accompanied by someone when you went out? Another one is, could you take freely with your family or others? Was there always someone watching you when you made a phone call? Another one is, was your work the same as the job description you got in the beginning? Did you have to do more than what you have agreed to do in the beginning? Another one is, was your salary the same as you were promised? Was your salary deducted for no reasons? Was your salary lower than the minimum wage? Did someone else take or withhold your salary? Another one is, could you keep your own identification or other important documents? So yun lahat ang mga possible na biktima ng human traffickings. Number six, were you forced or tricked into taking drugs? What are the rights for victim of human trafficking? If you are willing to stay in Taiwan and serve as witness, you will receive the following help. Number one, you will be placed at a secret place where you will not be found by the persons who hurt you. Number two, there will be interpreters who can speak your language and also social workers who will help you. You can discuss any problems with social workers. Number three, when you need to see a doctor, the government will pay for your medical expenses. Number four, you can apply for a temporary residence permit. You will also have legal identification documents during your stay in Taiwan. Number five, you can apply for work permit. If you are approved, you can look for a suitable job. Number six, you will be accompanied by a social worker when you are questioned by the police or go to court. Number seven, you can request a lawyer for free for your lawsuit. Number eight, you will not be punished for offenses that you are direct results of your being trafficked. Question number seven, what are my rights during the investigation? Okay, you can ask for social workers to accompany you when you are being questioned. Number one, the social worker who accompanies you is someone who wants to help you. If anything bad happened to you, she or he will come to the police station to help. Number two, the social worker who accompanies you will work with the interpreter to explain things you don't understand. Number three, you can ask for an interpreter who is fluent in your language to help you with translation. Number four, after the questioning, you can request the police to have the interpreter translate the written statement so you can make sure the statement is correct. So, sa dami ng mga sinabi ko ditong questions, no? Kung halimbawa kayo ay meron pang mga gusto alamin o kaya yaan ba or tayo ba ay under human trafficking victim,
Lahat ho yan magkakaroon ng sagot kung tayo ay tatawag at magkoconsult sa 1-955. Okay ho? Kaya mga kababayan, kung tayo ay merong mga problems sa mga sinasabi ko kanina sa inyo, yung mga questions natin, kung tayo gusto natin malaman kung tayo ba ay biktima ng human trafficking, huwag nating kalimutan tumawag sa hotline. Una-una, sa police pwede, 110 ang hotline. Pangalawa, sa immigration police, ang number ay 02-2388-3095 o kaya sa 1-955.
Good news mga kababayan, dahil recently lang, in-announce itong Integrated Service Center for Migrant Women and Children. So, what if I am pregnant? Can I continue to work? Ang sagot ay, don't worry, the Integrated Service Center for Migrant Women and Children is online now. So please call if you have any questions about pregnancy consultation or service target mga foreigners currently working in Taiwan. Itong ginawa na to ng Ministry of Labor para ho sa mga kababayan natin na buntis kung kayo ho ay merong mga problema regarding dito sa labor dispute problem. Halimbawa, nabuntis nga ho tayo dito sa Taiwan, ano yung mga dapat natin malaman ng ating mga rights, especially kung halimbawa finoforce tayo ng employer natin na umuwi na lang sa Pilipinas, anong dapat gawin? At yung mga privilege natin na dapat natin makuha, halimbawa tayo ay pregnant, pwede ba tayo mag-leave, mag-file ng leave? Yan ho ay meron din mga regulations na kailangan natin malaman, no? So, pwede tayong tumawag dito sa hotline sa 03-2522-522. Ulitin ko ho, itong service center number na sa 03-2522-522. Pwede ho tayo mag-inquire sa kanila regarding dito sa pagbubuntis natin sa Taiwan, kung pwede ba tayo mabuntis dito sa Taiwan. Okay ho? Ito ay napakalaking tulong sa atin ng Taiwan government, dahil habang tayo nandito sa Taiwan, hindi natin kailangan mag-alala na mawalan tayo ng trabaho. At kung halimbawa manganganak na tayo, pwede rin tayo dito manganak sa Taiwan. Tandaan ho nyo yun. Yan ho ay rights ng mga women na nandito sa Taiwan. Kaya tayo ay equally lang ho na pwedeng mabuntis dito sa Taiwan. Tandaan ho nyo yun. Especially dun sa mga kababayan natin, kung kayo ay nasa factory worker, meron pa tayong makukuha ng maternity benefits galing sa labor insurance ho. So, tatandaan ho ninyo na kung halimbawa kayo ay merong mga problema regarding dito sa pagbubuntis natin sa habang tayo nandito sa Taiwan, pwede tayo tumawag sa hotline sa 03-2522-522. Mapapansin nyo siguro kasi isang line lang ho siya, no? Isang number lang ho. So, might be medyo mahihirapan kayo tumawag, pero be patiently na lang na tumawag ho tayo dito sa number na to kasi ito ay makakatulong ho sa atin. At kung halimbawa naman kayo ay merong din mga labor dispute problem, pwede pa rin tayo siyempre tumawag sa 1-955 kasi yan ay pwedeng tumulong sa inyo mag-file ho ng complaint regarding dito sa employers natin or sa broker natin kung tayo ay pinapauwi enforcedly sa Pinas kung halimbawa tayo ay buntis. Okay, tandaan niyo ho yun. So, meron tayong rights na magstay pa rin dito sa Taiwan na magtrabaho kung halimbawa kaya nyo pa rin na magtrabaho. Okay ho? Ang number ay pwede tayong tumawag sa 03-2522-522.
Ang anunsyong ito ay atid ng Workforce Development Agency, Ministry of Labor.
Let me teach you some Mandarin Chinese. When your employer speaks too fast or when you can't hear clearly, you can say, 可以再说一遍吗? To ask the employer to repeat himself or herself, repeat after me. 可以再说一遍吗? When your employer asks for your help, you may ask, 我可以怎么做? To learn more about the work, repeat after me. 我可以怎么做? When you have completed your work, you can say, 我完成了. To tell your employer you have finished the job, repeat after me. 我完成了. Let us recap the three useful sentences we learned today. 可以再说一遍吗？我可以怎么做？我完成了。
If you have any language problems, please call 1-955 Foreign Workers Free Hotline. Our consultants will provide interpreting services. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site.
以上节目是由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语广播节目，宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。感谢收听，下次空中再会。
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. 宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.